Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. On Fridays this semester, we're going to be engaging in a variety of different contemplative practices or ways of connecting to the divine presence. And some of those practices will be from the Christian tradition, like the one we're doing today, and I'll say a little bit more about that. Sometimes on Fridays, we'll have practices from other traditions, so Buddhism, mindfulness practices, different things like that. So thank you for being willing to sit on the floor and kind of use the space a little bit differently. It just kind of helps us get into a different mode. Today we're going to be doing a practice that's very ancient in the Christian tradition. It's called Lectio Divina, which means sacred reading with scripture. And this goes way back into the Middle Ages, at least in the monastic tradition, when the monks would gather multiple times a day to hear words from the Bible. And not as a Bible study, so this is not an exercise primarily for your minds to analyze the text, but rather it's to sink into a space of prayer and connection so that you can hear these words from the psalm that I'm going to read and meditate on how God might be speaking into your life today through these words. So the practice is pretty repetitive. What I'm going to do is read Psalm 1, part of it. I'll read it through two times first, and just listen for one word or one phrase that stands out for you for whatever reason. You don't need to overthink it. Just one word or one very short phrase that calls to your heart today. And then whatever circle you're in, you're going to go around the circle and just say that word or phrase with no other explanation. So this is not a discussion. It's just a time to put that word or phrase out into the circle space. When the circles have gone through that, then I will read through the psalm two more times. And you will listen for an image or a feeling that comes to you connected to the word or phrase that you are focusing on. And then we'll go around the circle again, and you'll share just a short image or feeling. Again, not a lot of words, it's not a discussion, just a chance to share how the text is speaking to you today. And then I'll read through the psalm one last time, and we'll close with a period of silence. And that is time for you individually to listen for how God might be speaking directly into your life today through the words of Psalm 1. Okay, so you don't need to remember all of that. I will guide us through and tell you what we need to do for each step of the way. But for now, get as comfortable as you can, sitting on the hard floor or on a pew, and close your eyes. And take a few slow and deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out. And listen for a word or a phrase from Psalm 1 that speaks to your heart today. Blessed are the woman and the man who have grown beyond their greed and have put an end to their hatred and no longer nourish illusions. But they delight in the way things are and keep their hearts open day and night. They are like trees planted near flowing rivers, which bear fruit when they are ready. Their leaves will not fall or wither. Everything they do will succeed. So I'll read it one more time, listening for a word or a phrase that speaks to your heart today. Blessed are the woman and the man who have grown beyond their greed, who have put an end to their hatred and no longer nourish illusion. But they delight in the way things are and they keep their hearts open day and night. They are like trees planted near flowing rivers, which bear fruit when they are ready. Their leaves will not not follow them, everything they do will succeed. So focus on your word or phrase and share it around your circle or with somebody sitting next to you. Close your eyes again. Take another deep breath in. Settle in to your body. Breathe out. So the monks that practice this prayer believe that God speaks to us, each one of us individually, through the words in Scripture. And so as I read this passage for a final time, I invite you to spend some time in silence, listening for the still small voice of God. What is God speaking into your heart, into your life today? Blessed are the woman and the man who have grown beyond their greed and have put an end to their hatred and no longer nourish illusion. They delight in the way things are and keep their hearts open day and night. They are like trees planted near flowing rivers, which bear fruit when they are ready. Their leaves will not fall or wither. Everything they do will succeed. Listen.
and share it throughout the rest of our day. Amen. Thank you for coming today. This is a practice that you can do on your own or with a group of friends. So I hope you found it meaningful and beautiful. I invite you, as you are leaving, to stand and introduce yourself to somebody that you don't know, and then depart and have a wonderful rest.